greater Cincinnati area.
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Welcome to another episode of Wake and Bake Chitek. I am Red Rocker, intrepid host of this only podcast. All your friends, of course, are too lazy, too old, too busy to wake up at 4 a.m. with you. So this is the only podcast. We press play at 4. We chat it up for about 20 minutes, and then we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing in Wisconsin. To my left, of course, as always, is Lunch Meat.
This is everyone's favorite lunch, meat.
And to his left, usually Trent Trout would be there, but he is in a dick measuring contest and they are still crunching the numbers. So we wish you the best of luck with that. So for this week, we got Boat Z.
This is Boat Z. I had a dream that I made love with that man on the Pringles can.
Oh, I mean, obviously you haven't tried one, but you are familiar with the image?
I guess so. I think that was a reference from Barb and Star Go to Vista.
Oh, Boatsy, you're...
Is that right, Bob?
Waving...
This is Boatsy! The answer is yes.
All right, dang, slid right past me. I'm a little embarrassed. That's a good way to start off, though.
Everything's normal. You can hear me good and shit.
Yeah, you sound fine.
Okay.
Yeah, how about any static on your side?
Things sound good.
All right. Good. Okay, so as promised, we got about 18 minutes till we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing. So, as always, I think we should kick it off with a little bacon for breakfast. It's okay that the police are out there patrolling us, protecting us. We just like to know where that is. I'm going to start with you, Lunch Meat. Have you run into any of those Mississippi rhinos?
Honestly, I haven't seen them in a while, which is kind of surprising. I think maybe they're on vacation, right? I mean, they got to take summer vacation too, right?
Yeah, maybe they came to my coast of Wisconsin. It is Summerfest time in good old West Allis, and they are out. In fact, people are acting like fucking idiots. It's the one place they're absolutely probably needed, so it's good that there's 10 cop cars for every accident, because we got a few of them going.
Did you say it's Summerfest over there?
Oh, I meant State Fair. I'm sorry.
Oh, State Fair.
Good old stately fair. Sense. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What a gaffe. Maybe I can put a little oopsie in there.
We're going to circle back to that.
I saw a pig sniffing around Red Rocker's mom's house.
Oh,
you should have heard the sounds coming from the bedroom.
Oh, Boatsy, you go too far. Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
You're not sad, are you?
Not at all. It's pretty. I'm burned. I'm liking it. Good job.
I know what will cheer you up, Red Rocker. Take lunch meat in your mouth.
Huh.
Bootsy!
I mean, I know you can't help yourself. You're showing some signs of improvement, but, you know, this is still to be expected behavior, so that's all fine. Yeah.
It's so embarrassing. It's like, I guess it's like when your kid says something outrageous in front of other people, you know?
Yeah, I could detect a little pride in there in your tone as well, though. A little hint of it, at least.
That's my boy, my AI boy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I picked up this new program, $30. He answers questions now, so a little more lifelike, I suppose.
Okay.
There's like this program, I guess, like for another $150, where you can like hook it up to your Apple Watch or whatever, or your, you know, phone watch.
Ooh.
And then you can like take him on the go, and he can like tell you like times to do things and what to do. You know, you pretty much can like control your life at that point, I think. Where it's like, it's 3 a.m. in the morning, take out, you know, start smoking, you know, then you have to.
A little too intrusive, maybe. I don't know. There, he starts participating in your conversations.
You find yourself, like, robbing a bank at, like, 12 o'clock.
Jeez.
All right, cool.
Helpless. Yeah, so we got a lot of calls this week to get to. I think we should just get started on some of them. If you dial 414-909-0525, that's, of course, Yo-Yo Cal. You, too, can 100% be heard. Let's see. Just like Phil here. Hey, Boatsy, it's Phil. I was just wondering if you had any advice about this Chateaubriand I got on the grill. Every time I cook it, it gets this nasty black char all over it. Then it gets hard and dry. But the thing is, I'm only cooking it 10 minutes per side on the highest heat. Am I doing something wrong?
Good question.
Listen, Boatsy. There's nothing wrong with you, eh? You joints won't fix.
Okay. Well, hey, not wrong. Good answer.
All right. But mostly, I mean, how are you supposed to, you know, what do you like tenderize the meat or something? What kind of meat is this? What are we talking here?
Chateaubriand.
What is that?
Don't ask me. It's from someone named Phil, who just, I guess, heard Boatsy co-hosting last week and thought he'd just throw a question at him.
Do you have any tips when it comes to cooking meat, Boatsy?
This is Boatsy. Sometimes you gotta treat it like a pair of tits.
All right.
Wow.
This makes sense, kind of.
This is blowing up in my face a little. This is great.
$30 well spent.
All right. That leaves us with about 12 minutes. So, I don't know. It's usually around the time I ask about any bar gossip going around town. Have you been carousing at all, either of you?
Man, I haven't done anything, honestly. I just kind of been just working and shit, hanging out at the house, watching some TV, playing my video games. What about you?
We'll get to that in the back half. I myself was invited to a birthday party for a coworker at 4th and Long. Yep, that is it used to be Magoo's, if you remember the old days.
Sure.
They reportedly have like some of the best wings around, so that was an immediate draw. It's very close to my my job and my home, so I thought pounding I had an hour and a half. I had till 10 p.m. I pounded about 4 beers. I got really nervous because I had a joint in my pocket, and then it ended up being like a bunch of people from work there. And yeah, it went pretty well. I had some Modelos. I had some a lot of work gossip that is of no interest to anyone. I was just had a work function at a bar.
Did you ask anyone who got stink fingered?
I didn't. I avoided that conversation. I thought it was going to be a different, very different kind of evening. But here's the thing: the wings take an hour and a half. So even if I had ordered them when I first got there, there was no guarantee I would even get them in the time I had. hour Damn. And a half for wings.
Was there any hot honeys over there?
The honeys were pretty hot. I was like, feeling self-conscious because I put a pair of jeans on and it was like August. I think it was a mistake.
The move. No, no one wants to wear shorts. Ugh, a man always wears jeans, obviously.
I know, but I should have just stuck with my, you know, what are they, not denim. What are they called? You know, regular fabric.
Dockers.
Like Dockers. Yeah, like Dockers.
Canvas jeans or shorts.
I don't know. Like, what about jeans,
the best part about going to like all you can eat wing night, you know, with some hot honeys, you know, like clearly they're going to be drinking, you know, they're eating like all those wings, you know, they're sitting on the stools. I like usually just like wait for them to like get up and go to the bathroom and then I like kind of go over there and like smell their chair, you know?
Oh, totally.
Do you ever,
Nasty. Oh, yeah.
It's like you had a work function and you just. You're just like going sticky. Around. One gets up, you go over there, sniff the chair a bit.
Just feel the heat with my hand.
Maybe you can like pretend that you like drop something on the chair and that you're like looking for it out of the stool, but you're like really
just feeling the booty heat. Yeah,
agreed.
That's basically how that went down. Speaking of wings, though, I know this is usually a quick trip podcast, but I gotta hop over to Speedway real quick because they're trying some wings lately. Have you tried a Speedway wing?
We don't actually have any Speedways around here.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's they wish they like 10 years ago they were doing better than Quick Trip. But Quick Trip has kind of taken some strides since then, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, what makes their wings so good? Well, how much are they?
The wings are $5. They are. I did not say they were good. In fact, they ended up being okay. So the first time I had them, I think I had regular wings. They were surprisingly solid, but I was very hungry and I was working outside.
With the bone in.
Bone in. Now okay. I got the buffalo, and I thought that's what I had the first time, but this buffalo just like stayed on you, like literal die. Like even like if you're trying to eat carefully, like I was like standing up and eating delicately so as not to get it on my shirt. And like, it just like sticks to you. Like it's like paint and everybody knows what you did. And they're very fatty.
How many wings did you get? Are we talking half pound, full pound?
I want to say it was like
$5,
five and maybe a chunk.
Ooh, so six wings. Each. Well, we got half pound.
I'm probably going to pass. Recommend. They tasted fine, but and fine is all I'm going to say. But like the rest of it, probably not worth the juice was not worth the squeeze.
It's good to know. It's a good tip.
Okay. In case you're ever, you are coming to the other side of the state. You're going to do a little jaunt across the state.
Well, I don't actually eat a lot of like quick or like gas station food anymore. I've kind of like phased it out. I used to love like it was like buy one get one free pizza place that I always used to do.
Oh, those are, but those even are tempting.
But I always got then I just got sick of that, you know, years ago. The cheeseburgers are always my favorite, but like now they like jacked up the price where you could like legitimately just get a good cheeseburger from like McDonald's or like some shit like that. So it's like, why would you even go there?
Their prices did go way up recently. Is this news? Yeah.
It used to be cool when it was like a dollar. Like, hey, if you want a dollar,
nothing's a dollar anymore. You can't get out of there for under $10 for like
a person. Yeah, fucking bullshit. Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna spend $2.50 for a cheeseburger,
but you just recommended it, so it's got to be working, I guess, right?
Yeah. I mean, not me. I don't eat that crap, that hogwash. You know.
Okay. 7 minutes till we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves we're doing. Heading back over to the smoke line 414-909-0525. Let's see here. I got like a lot to get through actually. Hey, this is Mac, longtime listener. What's with all this hype about UFOs actually being from the hallowed earth? What's your take? Wait, is somebody saying the UFOs are from inside the earth?
I guess so. I like heard all this like crazy
mole people.
It's more or less like there's like this society of like cave, like passages and shit like that. But there's like a civilization inside, and like depending on where they were inside the cave and how deep they are, like when evolution happened millions of years, like some of them got like we supposedly evolved from apes and they supposedly like evolved from like, I don't know, like a silicone like base creature or some sort of, you know, like all different types of like, you know, the lizard people and shit like that, you know. They're saying that like all the UFOs, instead of like actually being able to like go and do all these engine through space and wormhole technology, that they're just like coming from like, you know, inside the earth. You haven't heard that shit?
No, that's new to me. And I I don't know. I thought I was liking my fringe, like, you know, they just step through a door and here they are sort of thing.
Is this kind of put a damper on like Star Trek now?
Yeah. No, why? There's still going to be stuff out there that's alive and, you know, like in an infinite universe, it's going to happen a lot. So I don't think it disproves that. But lizard people under the earth is new.
Yikes. What was that dude's name?
Not sure I know who you mean. Oh,
the guy who?
The guy who asked? Mac. Thanks, Mac.
Thanks, Mac.
Keeping us on our toes. So, before we get to 4 minutes, you want to do another one, or am I missing a segment? What do we do after bar gossip?
Kind of just talk around, I suppose. You know, see what's going down.
All right, we'll do one more call real fast before we get to the 20. Hey, this is Emma Earl. I'm being forced to keep in contact with you for my father, Ed Earl. As you know, he's behind bars for his involvement on the January 6th insurrection. He wanted me to text you guys, and I'm sorry, these are his words, not mine. Can you believe Fire Marshal Joe is trying to stop us from burning our own leaves in our own yard? In the summer, that's when we want to burn leaves. And the worst part, Poop in His Socks Joe wants us to get a permit to burn leaves in our yard. Jail has been pretty tough in here. They won't let me into the January 6th choir yet. Sorry, we'll have to have wasted your time, Emma Earl. P.S. I have to do this if I want to be in the will. And there's an eye roll emoji at the end. That's from Emma. Thank you, Emma. We do appreciate you keeping up on this. You know, you got to remember them while they're in there. It's sometimes it's all they have to go on.
But what? We can't burn leaves? You can't just have a fire at night anytime you want?
I guess not. I never have fires, so this one doesn't chafe me too much, but it also sounds like leaves do burn badly. Like that can cause a real fire. With a lot of you boneheads out there would probably screw that up if you just started lighting leaves on fire.
Yeah, I usually don't even do that. Should I just like have someone clean up my leaves, and then I also just
you can like push it out to the street, and then like twice a year they come and scoop it up, right?
Yeah, you can do that. We used to just like push it out in the street and let the street sweeper clean it up, but like clog the drain pipe real bad, and then we like pretended that it wasn't us, you know.
Yeah. Probably pretty I don't know, and a week later it's back. I mean, who could say?
Exactly. I guess. What else was that about? You think it's tough to get, what do you have to do to get into the January 6th choir? You think there's like a tryout, like a voice?
I mean, they're doing what, the Star Spangled Banner, right?
God Bless America, I think.
God Bless America, sure.
I think they do like a some sort of mashup with like Gloria. You know, Gloria, Gloria.
Oh, I was thinking of something from Sister Act for a minute. Not that song, but. Do they have a Gloria? They do,
dude. That could be their next album. Honestly, what if they redo the whole like Sister Act angle, but instead of like God being the overall presence, like Trump, you know, will follow Trump.
Follow.
Okay, we have about 1 minute to get into this. But what's his deal? Is he going to jail or is he our next president?
He's none of those things. He might go to jail. It's probably going to be like these things where he could go to jail, or they're just going to like blackball him and make him like.
Aren't they Aren't they trying to make him be the president though? Like again, aren't they going to vote for?
They are the Republicans. Yeah, He says, like, if even if he's, like, thrown in jail, he's still going to run, you know, as president from jail. That was, like, his words.
I just, like, can't even imagine that. That sounds terrible.
We might have to circle back around with that. All right. Yeah, all right, go on. It's getting close.
It is getting close, and I don't know if Boatsy has an answer, but I guess I'll start. Boatsy, what's in your piz?
This is Boatsy. I have some razzle dazzle in my circuit boards.
All right. All right, Lunch Meat, what you got?
Got some honey, bee honey.
Wonderful. And I have a little bit of Daddy's Detroit Doobie. So I told on myself I meant to say doint. Okay, whoa. Oh, that did the trick. How about you? How you doing?
Doing pretty good, not too shabby.
All right. Boatsy, you still with us?
Uh-oh. Boatsy. The answer is yes.
All right, good to hear it. Were we going back? Were we circling back to Trump in prison running for president, or can I get into the next segment?
Let's talk about a little. There's howling and prowling on the hill. Molester might be going to jail on the hill, right?
I mean, right. All right. So let's.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's ideally just going to be one of these things where they're going to like, oh, you're going to go to jail for, you know, the rest of your life, or you can never run and do any political things ever. You know what I'm saying? He's probably going to choose the latter, you know?
Ugh.
But what do you think? What about him in jail? Can you imagine him in jail?
It sounds unbearable.
He would have to have his own, like, two-set, like, cell block. There's, like, no one fuck that would ever let him out in population or any of that shit. Or do you think he would be, like, a kingpin scenario?
I'm seeing, well, he'd probably just be, like, by himself all the time, right? Like, they'd probably just have him, like, in an empty prison with just him in it.
It'd be great. We'll see. We'll find out. I mean, we're going to have to hold
it, bro. It'll probably be pretty cushy, I imagine.
We'll find out what happens. I'm not really believing it. We'll see. I'm not going to believe until we see it. You know.
Right. All right. Fair enough. All right. So, that said, this is around the time we usually have our next segment.
Cricket? Nobody understands cricket. You got to know what a crumpet is to understand cricket. I'll teach you.
All right, that is our Sports Minute segment. Why don't you start us off, Boatsy? Anything on Sports Minute?
Let's see here.
Why don't you bend over and I'll show you.
All right, well, that's fair. You only get to see what Lunch Meat lets you, so I guess you didn't see nothing this week. Did you see anything?
I don't even know if sports is really going on anymore. Is it? Is baseball still going on?
Yeah, like the Brewers had a pretty good – yeah, they're doing pretty good, but I don't know. I think they had a game today, but it's I went to bed too early. I didn't see the end of it or the beginning or the middle of it.
Does anyone actually even know any players on the, like, Brewers anymore?
Every time I stare at, like, a TV with them on it, I go, who are these guys? Like, I'm, like, a generation behind.
That's what I keep saying. I'm like, well, why would I even care then? You know, like, back in my day, we had some, like, good people that you actually cared about. Now it's just like...
They might. I mean, I don't know. They might have people you care about. They had a really good game the other day.
What makes people that you care about worthwhile? You know, does anyone of these have, like, a fancy mustache or, you know?
I don't think so. That's not like a when goatee.
When you thought of like Robin Yount, now that was a man, baseball player, man, right?
Great mustache.
I mean, oh, he had it all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's one of those you can't shave off.
Do we have anyone like that nowadays?
Nothing's coming to mind. Where's all the great hair gone in baseball?
It's crazy. It is not. What about you? Did you see anything?
I got through the traffic early enough to avoid the whole game. But anything else? No. I might end up seeing some pig races at the old state fair. I'll report back on.
Nice. What are you going to go then or what?
I'm deciding. Tomorrow's my only chance, so I either go or I don't. You'll know next time.
You're going to go by yourself and try to
I have children I have to take.
You know what you should do? You should, like, go by yourself and then, like, remember that scene in, like, Free Willy when he was, like, asking people that he, like, for, like, quarters to get home on the bus, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what?
You should do that, you know?
It's only like 10 blocks away.
Nah, but just to get that extra money, you know what I'm saying? Oh. You're just like, excuse me, lady, I seem to forgot my money. I need money for the bus, or maybe a phone call and call home.
Oh my god!
And then, like, perhaps, like, spend that money on, like, I don't know, fried butter or something.
Fried butter, yes, that sounds good.
What do you usually get when you go?
I don't know. There's been a lot of, like, they're going overboard with a lot of the stuff. I'm kind of, like, noticing.
What's the new stuff?
Oh, I don't know. You know, when you get to, like, deep-fried Oreos, you're like, eh, this isn't a thing. Like, this thing is, like, a mess. Like, you can't eat this thing.
What would you like to make if you were going to make a
new thing? I don't know. Something savory. Maybe a big old turkey leg.
Mm. What about a chocolate-covered turkey leg? Mm.
I guess I would, like, try it, probably. But deep fried sounds better.
What if you, like, just took, like, the turkey, like, skins, like, the skinnies, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay. And kind of, like, made that into, like, a cone and then, like, put, like, lard and ice cream in there.
Now you're talking. Head over to the Wisconsin tent.
Me and my skinnies, you know?
Dang. Under the bleachers.
Under the bleachers.
That's where it is.
I, like, thought about that guy the other day. You know, like, man, what do you think? Do you think he's alive still?
You're, of course, talking about Jesse Camp.
Yeah, Jesse Camp, of course.
That's a 22-year-old reference for anyone who barely catches on. Yeah, he's probably doing fine.
Maybe we're going to have to, like, look him up and see what's going on with him, you know?
Maybe one of the loyal Smoke listeners will give us a ring.
Do you think he's, like, really down on his luck? Do you have any, like, words of wisdom to, like, get him out of his funk?
I think he's doing fine. He, like, had, like, an album. Like, that was the promise. Like, you get one album.
But everyone made fun of it, and he didn't even get an album. He got, like, one song.
But we all know the song. What happens under the song?
I think we're the only people that, like, know the song, you know?
Yeah, this is, yeah. Have we wandered too far in the weeds? I don't know. I think we hit it all pretty early, though.
All right.
Oh, we have a ton of, wait a minute. The listeners have been ringing in, though. Can you believe this? Hold on. Hey, this is Tiffany, and I got a question for Boatsy. I'm trying to replace a door that's been busted into with a pry bar. I measured the old door and bought a new one the exact same size, but it won't fit. Can you tell me what to do?
When life gets you down, just try sodomy.
Well, I mean, we don't have anyone else to give us any better advice. I guess we're going with that.
All right. Way to go, Boatsy. You foolish devil. You robotic temptress.
Yeah. So, we're right. Talking about some TV and movies you've been watching lately.
That is correct. I watched this, like, stupid show called Echoes. Do you see this thing on Netflix? About, two twins.
Ugh. No, what happens?
It's, like, these two twins that, like, they look identical. And then they, like, change, like, lives every year on their birthday. And they, like, live double lives and shit like that. And then it, like, all spins out of control and shit. Like, pretty horrible. You know? For my sure. question was, did you see Blue Beetle yet?
No, it's not out yet.
Oh, it's not out yet?
It comes out in, like, 2 weeks. I actually went and saw Barbie for the second time today.
Ooh, with your friends or by yourself?
with a bunch of kids.
Did they like it?
It's solid. I'm realizing now that now that I'm not on like a date scenario, like there is like it does get a little weird at the end. I don't know if it's like it's fine for adults, but like maybe a little boring for kids for like the last 15 minutes. But that is a new observation, having seen it a second time.
Did it about China?
Oh, okay. I'll report back about this. I know what you're talking about. So there's a map where like there's the real world, which is basically America. And then its other coast to the west would be China, but it's been replaced with Barbie Land. Is that what you mean?
I think so. Yeah, I guess so.
It's like not even a thing until you say something like that. And you're like, well, I guess it is like where China would be. But doesn't really mean anything.
What about the ending? What makes it boring?
Is the embargo lifted? Is it safe to talk about the end of Barbie?
I'm eventually going to watch it, so maybe don't spoil all of it, but, you know, maybe you can, like, just peek into the temple.
Well, like, so there's, like, a main story, and it has, like, an ending, but, like, a major component of it is, like, Barbie is not, like, just in love with Ken forever, and that's her story forever. Like, that is kind of out the window by the end of the movie, you know what I mean? So, like, they're like, what is Barbie's sort? Well, there is a weird house on the hill.
Mm.
But you'll have to see it. I really don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
Or should I? Should I just spoil it? Well, I really could go either way.
Could have been a fake spoiler. You had an opportunity. You ruined it.
All right. I'm letting it go. You got to see this movie.
Sweet. Are you going to go see Blue Beetle when it comes out?
I'm like excited for it a little bit. Like I think the trailer was great and like really sold me on it. I mean, it's got like the dude from Cobra Kai for starters, right? Like George Lopez as like an Uncle Ben figure. Like this thing is selling itself, right? But I went with so I saw the trailer with a bunch of kids and like even a few other adults, and like everyone was real sour on it. I'm like, you guys are not right, but I don't know. Like I think it's gonna be. I don't know, but like that, I seeing it in that context, I was like, maybe it won't be very good. Like it really like bummed me out.
Well, I'm gonna stay tuned. Could be all right.
It's gonna be great.
This is Bonesy. Has anyone seen Trent Trout? I'm beginning to worry.
I'm confident he's hearing this right now and he appreciates your well wishes.
He's worried about you. Do you think that like maybe we should be worried that like you know, do you think like Trent's like maybe talking to like Jimmy and you know Skull Crusher, you
know? Revenge Pod? Those are scary.
That's like a, you know,
it's a fun saga to have. I'd be happy to hear. I'd listen to that show.
But what? You said that, are you in some sort of
get some slow your roll on there? Too? Yeah, he's in a dick measuring contest. The results are not yet in.
Is it worrisome that there's like four of them and only two of us? You know?
It's we are struggling at the 34 minute. Actually, I could keep talking about TV for quite a bit, but we are at the 34 minute mark.
All right, cool. Was there anything else on the old Call of Weird?
Quite a bit, actually. I'm saying like at least two more. Hold on, let me see here. Hey, this is Brody from the Frat Bros. We text you from time to time. Sorry. Brody from the Frat Bros. We text you from time to time. If a vampire just bites the tip of your penis, could your penis just become a vampire? What do you think?
Pretty interesting, actually.
How? That vampires like make other vampires all the time with like a blowy like that. Haven't you ever read an Anne Rice novel?
Just like maybe just like one, like a fang like just grazes the tip and then like...
How is it just isolated to... No, it's like an all or nothing. No, that's not a thing.
Is it though?
What is your...
What if it?
Okay,
what
so let's yes and, okay? Mm-hmm. What happens then? It like bites every vagina or your other butthole it encounters?
Well, let's think about this. Like, maybe, like, you're getting, like, a blowy or something with a cock ring on. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And it grazes you. But, like, because you have the cock ring on, it doesn't spread to your whole body.
Oh, it's silver.
No, just, like, well, that could be a thing, too. Just kind of like a tourniquet, you know?
Or, like, you know, like, it's got, like, some crucifixes on it.
What do you think would be better? Keeps the
blood from spreading.
What do you think would be better, like a movie about it, or do you think like just a porno about it, you know?
I don't know. It sounds like a poem to me.
I think it'd be like cool, like it just like a, you know, it's like some big mansion somewhere and then like some traveling salesman knocks on the door.
You better read some Anne Rice to make sure she hasn't already done this. This sounds like some of the freaky stuff she likes to get into.
Do you think you would have like a little miniature like coffin that he would have to like sleep in, you know, at, like during the day? Or you're like,
yeah, I got you're just, you. Like,
you're like just trying to get it, like, some sleep.
Rises with the moon.
You're just like trying to get some sleep, and then it like turns itself into like a little miniature bat, and then like kind of flies you through the window.
Okay.
You know.
Sure.
All right. All right. Very good. Thanks, Brody. You really you did it. All right. Cool. Does that crush it up for the old Call of Weirds
last snitcher? Smoke Mails.
Smoke Mail.
We rebranded that. Hey, Boatsy, this is Tubby. I had a question about airsoft rifles. I keep one around for self-defense, but during a recent home invasion, I used one and it killed the guy. The cops came and they weren't mad about it at all. So I have to ask, can I just have a real gun then?
This is Boatsy. That's what you do after you lick the balls. You cup the balls.
I mean, who am I to argue?
I guess so. What was this question? Is it cool to have a gun at the house?
Like if you use if you can use an airsoft rifle to kill a guy, then like what? Why can't you just have a regular gun? I guess.
That's true. Can an airsoft rifle kill a man?
Oh yeah, easily.
And you think so?
Yeah.
What about you? Can't you just get like cool, like, you know, pepper bombs and shit for like your paintball gun and crap nowadays?
Yeah, like a little them salt pellets.
Yeah, they have those and shit. They have like these like other ones that are like
rubber bullets.
They have the rubber bullets. They have like hot, like this, like sticky hot sauce that like gets all over you and all over your skin and shit and burns you and crap.
Have you ever just wanted to like unload a clip of like rubber bullets into a hallway? Hide around cool. The corner.
That'd be fun, yeah. That'd be sweet.
Oh, so anyway, thanks, Tubby. That was very good question. Hope it helps.
What other video games? You been playing any vids?
I playing as the old Futurama crew in Fortnite. That has been a blast. I have a Hypnotoad backpack that comes with the fry. I don't wear it, though, because I already have a pizza delivery boy backpack. That's perfect for him. He also carries around a giant pizza cutter as his axe. And he, of course, his glider is a box of pizza that opens and bubbly cheese becomes like his parents.
What kind of guns? Just regular guns or just
you find what you find. Like the guns are spread out on the map, so it's not like something you collect. You know, it's like they mix them up. But there is a Bender's shiny metal ray gun.
It's so you and your family just like take on all competitors sometimes.
And we win too. We won tonight playing as the my daughter doesn't play. She's outgrowing playing with her old dad. She's playing with her friends at the same game at the same time, but won't let her dad and brother play. So we're off here being Futurama, like winning, and they're just like they waste their time on these like mini game bullshit. Like it's a waste of time.
Well, you know, she could be the next new big game streamer, right? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Don't get me started.
Does she have big dreams of it or what?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right. You get her the setup or what?
No, it's she's still too young.
The earphones, the cat earphones, the mega computer, you know?
Oh, yeah, totally. No, I don't think so. Just a little microphone.
Remember when we just had dreams of like those like handheld video games that we would buy at like Walmart or like Kmart, you know, with the like little dots of like football or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or something.
Yes, of course. I've had my share.
Oh, God.
A bag full of those little things to carry around.
It's like so crazy to think that shit, right? I mean.
Yeah, taking the same batteries out and put them in a different one.
Where, like, kids actually think, like, are like a viable job source is becoming, like, a video game influencer and shit, you know?
Crazy.
It's crazy, you know? Oh, God bless.
I would watch one about that. Probably not.
All right, let's get back to it. Now that we're talking about a little internet stuff, what about the road to 15 million views?
All right. How is this supposed to go down?
All right, so have you been looking at Twitter? Should we just try to think of a
perfect tweet? I was trying to get a baseline of where we're at as far as like that goes. But they seem to have locked it up on me somehow. There used to be a way to just like see that stuff, but I suddenly don't have access to it. I think it's because of one of the many changes they make over there. I could be wrong. I thought I was shadow banned from Talkville once upon a time, and I ended up just like getting more Talkville than ever recently. That's another story for another pod.
But it's back. You can talk.
Oh yeah, I got a. My cup runneth over, you might say. So I canceled my other subscription, so now I have like nothing but Talkville on my feed.
No more dudesy.
It disappeared. I was just getting back into it.
Wild. What about so what was the original question? Oh yeah. What do you think makes a perfect tweet? You know?
I have never known the answer to that. I thought I've had plenty of great ones and like nobody ever sees them and I don't know why.
Maybe we
maybe everybody truly hates me. Like sometimes I'm like, that must be it.
It's like, oh, 5 views. Oh man. But you think it's possible to get to the 15 million mark?
You could probably pay for one, I'm sure.
No, we can't pay for it. No. We gotta like, you know, maybe, what about taking advantage of what Mr. Beat, or is that too obvious?
Wait, taking advantage of what?
Isn't he called Mr. Beat Beast? Mr. Beast.
Oh, God.
Is that a thing that kids are saying
nowadays? Yes, I hate that guy. I don't like his mustache.
Is Petey Pew still a thing?
No, I have no idea. Yeah, that's a thing.
All right. Sweet. What do you think? Who do you think would play like the voice of like the vampire penis?
I don't know. Is this your part of the road to 15 million? Are we going to give up on that and just circle back to vampire penis?
I think we need to like find a perfect tweet and then discuss it. And I wish I would have found a tweet beforehand, but I like obviously forgot.
It's an exciting new segment. I'm into it.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna find a perfect tweet and then we'll you know, hash it out.
What about Boatsy? Does Boatsy have anything going on in the old cranium?
I don't know. Boatsy?
This Boatsy. The answer is no.
Okay. All right, back to whatever.
Okay. What are you going to do? All right, cool. Well, anything else? Did we do it? Is it anything else we need to be before we go to the blue zone?
We can probably just hop over there and see what's happening on that side of the for another heart stopping episode. I've been Red Rocker. Keep on keeping your secrets a secret.
This has been your main man, Lunch Meat, saying goodbye.
All right, Eagle Ears, know to stick around for the after hours. Is that what do I call it? We get a little blue with it on this side. The real show's over. Mothers, lock up your hearing aids.
All right, cool. What about, like, now that I'm talking about, like, this vampire penis thing, okay. Wouldn't it be cooler if it was, like, a werewolf penis?
Of course. That's what you're, like, with really coarse bristles.
Or, like, it howls at the moon and stuff, and, like, you know.
So it immediately, like, grows the mouth.
Cool, man. What other things can be cool? Swamp. I mean, that pretty ridiculous swamp thing.
Frankenstein seems like an obvious choice.
I mean, that's like mildly. I mean, they do that all the time, right? I mean,
yeah.
You go for like a wiener transplant. You know.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about getting a wiener transplant? Not that you would need one or anything, but like,
haven't had to think about it. But I'm sure they. You think they set Frankenstein up pretty good, or what do you think? Is that an afterthought?
I think they probably set him up pretty good.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, let's say you're with like a real hot chick and like you unzip your pants and you have like a huge massive cock, but it's was like
constantly just getting struck by lightning.
Well, it was like three, it was just like three cocks sewn together. I mean, is that still,
you think the girl, I think if you're like 8 feet tall, you have to like have that as part of your, you know, you have to like compensate for that, right?
Do you think the girl would still be into it, or do you think it's like cheating a little bit when it's just like?
I think experience tells me they'd probably be interested in just you know, pretending they didn't later, maybe.
Because it's like usually like, damn, you got a huge cock, and it's like, damn, you just got three cocks stoned on you. I guess whatever.
There would be some takers. Wake and Bake to Tech is recorded on both coasts of Wisconsin. Dial the smoke mail by calling 414 Yo-Yo Cal. Those are zeros. The Cal is spelled with a K. Check us out on Twitter, Mastodon, and possibly X.
Dark is the darkness of me.
Okay, very good.